to local radio. 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a civic media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. The House Judiciary Committee could vote on a resolution today to hold Hunter Biden in contempt for defying a subpoena to appear last month for a deposition. But the president's son showing up today unannounced for a different House hearing investigating him.
Hunter Biden's surprise visit on Capitol Hill didn't sit well with House Republicans, who called it a political stunt. South Carolina Republican Nancy Mace told Hunter she wants him to, quote, go straight to jail.
You're here for a political stunt. This is just a PR stunt to you. This is just a game that you are playing with the American people. You're playing with the truth.
The president's son has said he's willing to testify if the hearing is open to the public. Ann Flaherty, ABC News, Washington.
It is debate night in Iowa. Nikki Haley and Ron DeSantis both qualifying for the debate along with former President Trump, but Trump will not participate tonight. Much of the East Coast mopping up following torrential rain. Residents in New Jersey on alert for possible flash flooding. This is ABC News. As the race for the White House heats up, a growing number of officials are being targeted in so-called swatting incidents.
Stephen Dettelbach, director of the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms, is the latest public official to fall victim to swatting. That's when someone prank calls law enforcement to draw a response to a location. Sources say it happened over the holidays with local law enforcement and the ATF security detail engaging, ultimately determining there was no threat to the director. But this comes as officials are warning Americans to remain vigilant to threats to democracy, adding they are confident the U.S. will have a safe and secure election, and they're ready.
ABC's Lionel Moyes. Something to help for those trying for a dry January. Miller Lite mints are said to have the same great taste as Miller Lite, only without the beer. They also have a hint of spearmint. They go on sale online Friday, $5 for a 10 of 40. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
Progressive asks, what do a middle school slumber party?
Let's stay up all night.
Yeah!
A sleep-deprived girl. An early morning paper route. And a poorly thrown rolled-up newspaper have in common?
Hey, my window!
They can become a fast-breaking news story. Bundle your home and auto with Progressive for great savings and round-the-clock protection.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Not available in all states or situations.
Did you hear? The Green Bay Packers are going to the playoffs. You helped cheer the green and gold into the postseason, and you can continue to catch every play and score throughout it right here on 98Q Country WCQM 98.3 FM in Park Falls. What a team. Your local station for the playoffs with the Packers in Dallas against the Cowboys this Sunday at 3:30. Your hometown radio. Refresh.
7 News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Southwest Wisconsin appears to have the most snow after the big storm that shut much of southern Wisconsin down yesterday. The National Weather Service says as of a few hours ago, Benton and Lafayette County had 10 inches of snow, Verona and Red Granite had 8 inches, Plymouth and Waupaca had 7. The Wisconsin legislature will have new political boundaries this year after December's Supreme Court ruling. Governor Evers says it's a big step toward a more fair and functional legislature.
We are a purple state. The legislature does not reflect that. We have to have competitive races. Our present legislature does not respond to that.
That's Evers speaking with Pat Kreitlow on Up North News on Civic Media. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
A 98Q community reminder that the Phillips Lager annual wrestling breakfast is this Sunday, January 14th, 8 a.m. to noon at Goebel's South Fork Bar and Grill, right on County Road F in Lugerville. $10 a plate, 5 and under, you're free. Pancakes, French toast, sausage, hash browns, scrambled eggs, and homemade cinnamon rolls and raffles, too. That's this Sunday, January 14th, Phillips Lager annual wrestling breakfast at Goebel's South Fork in Lugerville. And now a look at today's funeral notices. Joanne L. Mikulski, age 86, passed away on January 7th in Park Falls. She is survived by her brothers and sisters-in-law, Daryl Mikulski, Dave and Judy Mikulski, Roger and Sandy Mikulski, Don and Barb Mikulski, Irene and Fred Sheff, by Betty Setterman, and by Mary Ann and Louis Stark. Survived also by numerous nephews and nieces. A private family service will be held at a later date. This has been the funeral notice for Joanne L. Mikulski, 86 Park Falls. Robert Charles Hora, 83, of Prentice, passed away peacefully on January 7th. He is survived by his wife, Beverly, by children, Donna Schwobe, by Rona Hartman, and by Douglas Hora. Survived also by their five grandchildren, seven great-grandchildren, and one great-great-grandchild. Private family ceremony will be held at a later date. Heindel Nimsgern Funeral Home is assisting the family. This has been the funeral notice for Robert Charles Hora, 83, Prentice. The funeral announcements are heard Monday through Friday at 7, noon, and 5. A complete listing of area obituaries can be found at 98qcountry.com. The funeral notices are a service of the Heindel Nimsgern Funeral Service of Phillips and Prentice. For the best in community senior assisted living, consider Lakeside Villa in Phillips, now under new ownership. This is a family-owned 20-bed assisted living and memory care facility. Residents receive the highest standard of care, home-cooked meals, participate in fun activities, gardening, in-house beauty shop, and a 24-hour staff to assist in residents' needs. Rooms are available now for immediate move-in. Call Megan at 715-209-2051 to set up a time to tour the facility. Lakeside Villa and Memory Care Assisted Living Facility, located on Lake Avenue in Phillips.
Progressive asks, what do a middle school slumber party?
Let's stay up all night.
Yeah! Yeah.
A sleep-deprived girl. An early morning paper route. And a poorly thrown rolled-up newspaper have in common? They can become a fast-breaking news story.
Sorry, Mr. Thompson.
Bundle your home and auto with Progressive for great savings and round-the-clock protection.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Not available in all states or situations.
It's Medicare open enrollment time again. You're likely receiving mailers and seeing countless TV commercials that make you feel like you or a loved one are missing out on benefits you're entitled to. Before you respond to the mailer or call the number on the TV screen, turn to the experts at Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol. Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol has the information to help individuals prevent, detect, and report Medicare fraud. SMP can empower you by connecting you with state or local agencies that provide honest, unbiased answers to your Medicare plan and prescription drug coverage questions. Don't be tricked into an Advantage plan you don't need or one that doesn't cover your current medication. For direction, turn to Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol on Facebook and online at smpwi.org. That's smpwi.org.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Here's your 98 Q Country weatherology forecast. Slight chance for snow this afternoon. Otherwise, cloudy skies expected. Daytime highs approaching 28. Winds out of the east around 5 miles per hour. Cloudy skies expected again tonight. Snow likely. Lows dip down to around 19. Slight chance for snow tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 29. Cloudy skies expected. Turning cooler Friday and Saturday with highs from the low teens to the low 20s. Snow possible both days. About an inch of snow tonight through tomorrow with another inch Friday through Friday night. I'm weatherology meteorologist Paul Trombley, and that's your forecast on 98 Q Country. Right now, it's 28 degrees.
Northland Gutter Professionals LLC, a proud Phillips Lager United sponsor, is a company specializing in seamless aluminum rain gutters and more. Contact Dakota Lipanoff at 715-567-0992.
Fleet Farm has everything you need for happy backyard birds. And we mean everything. like over 100 different types of wild bird foods and bird feeders. This week, get a 25-pound bag of black oil sunflower wild bird food for just $13.99. Plus, join us Saturday, January 13th at 9 a.m. to build and decorate a free birdhouse with your kids. Create family memories and find what you need for everyday life at Fleet Farm.
The Dan and Holly Vernick family is a long-standing Logger United booster sponsor and wishes the Phillips Logger sports teams much success in their season.
Now, during Staples' Print Big Sale, get $20 off your print purchase of $100 or more, $50 off your print purchase of $200 or more, and $100 off your print purchase of $300 or more. So, the more you print at Staples, the more you save. To demonstrate, print at Staples, you save, save, save. But if you print at Staples, you save. See how that works? Staples' Print Big Sale. Print more, save more. Up to $100. Ends 2/10. Visit staples.com/print for details.
With SRN Sports, I'm Jeremy House. In the NBA, Anthony Davis put on a show in leading the Lakers to a one-point win over the Toronto Raptors.
Anthony Davis scored a season-high 41 points, and the Lakers needed every one of them as they squeaked past the Raptors 132-131.
It's in a great rhythm right now. Teammates are doing a good job of giving me the basketball. Spots where I can be effective.
Davis scored 10 of his points in the game's final minute and also made a key block. LA shot 23 free throws in the quarter compared to just 2 for Toronto. LeBron James added 22 points. Raptors got 26 from Scotty Barnes. Mark Myers, Los Angeles.
Other winners included Minnesota, Sacramento, New York, and Memphis. Men's top 25 college basketball, top-ranked Duke and number 2 Houston were bitten by the upset bug. This is SRN Sports. In the NHL, it was the Tampa Bay Lightning edging the LA Kings 3-2.
The Tampa Bay Lightning came back from 2 down to defeat the Los Angeles Kings 3-2 in overtime. LA suffered their 6th straight loss after leading for much of the game. Nick Perbick scored the game winner.
Obviously, in the second there, a couple things didn't go our way, and the puck ended up in the back of our net, but we didn't try to push it too hard. And like I said, continue to play the right way, and things puck eventually went in for us.
The Kings' Philip Deneau found the back of the net midway through the game to open the scoring, and Matt Roy doubled LA's lead. Then in the third period, the Lightning's Tyler Motte and Brandon Hagel scored within a 3-minute span to tie the game, sending it into overtime. The victory was Coach John Cooper's 500th career win, all with the Lightning. Walt Marsicano, Tampa.
Other winners were Seattle, Toronto, Vancouver, Winnipeg, Florida, Anaheim, Edmonton, Calgary, and Arizona. NFL news, the Tennessee Titans have fired coach Mike Vrabel. This is SRN Sports.
It's the Badgers and the Buckeyes. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball, it's now number 15th ranked Wisconsin against Ohio State tonight. The game in Columbus at the Schottenstein Center. Number 11th ranked Marquette at home taking on Butler. NFL, Packers and the Cowboys Sunday. Dallas, 7.5-point favorites to win. Matt LaFleur still has confidence in his defense.
When we have all 11 doing their job and playing this one, there's been some pretty good performances. It's just whether it's communication or somebody has a missed assignment, that's when bad things happen.
Now, the first time Mike McCarthy faced the Packers, the Cowboys blew a 28-14 lead. As Aaron Rodgers led the Pack on a 31-28 win in overtime, McCarthy had this to say.
We were totally in control of that game, as far as our viewpoint, and I felt when we got the ball that we were going to go down a score and then see what happens. So I'm very disappointed for the players because I thought they definitely did enough today to win.
That's Cowboys head coach Mike McCarthy with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Here we go.
Hey, what's up, you guys? This is Darius Rucker.
Turn it up.
98 Q Country. Denise has been playing jazz for 40 years. Last concert, one of the musicians fell sick with RSV. Respiratory syncytial virus, or RSV, is a highly contagious virus that can lead to breathing problems. This time, she's choosing to help protect herself with Pfizer's RSV vaccine, Abrysvo. Abrysvo is a vaccine for the prevention of lower respiratory tract disease caused by respiratory syncytial virus, RSV, in adults 60 years of age and older.
Abrysvo is not for everyone and may not protect all who receive the vaccine. Don't get Abrysvo if you've had a severe allergic reaction to its ingredients. People with a weakened immune system may have a decreased response to Abrysvo. The most common side effects are tiredness, headache, pain at the injection site, and muscle pain. Ask your pharmacist or doctor about Pfizer's RSV vaccine, Abrysvo, respiratory syncytial virus vaccine. For full prescribing information, please call 1-844-989-7284 or visit Abrysvo.com. Brought to you by Pfizer.
Introducing...
This is Eric Church.
Notes and the words and the songs I sing to the ones doing life.
Your station is great. I love you guys.
98Q Country.
I never stay in one place too long. A dirt road singing me a siren song. I gotta find a field. I need to spin my wheels. I gotta anchor in for four wide tires. And I can't help it. It's the way I'm wired. Boy, you get too close. Boy, you need to know. I got a heart.
Q Country.com.
Tuxedo waiters, black tie, white tablecloths, and red wine. We've been planning this night, looking forward to it for some time.
Q Country. Online at 98QCountry.com.
It was always hotter than the grease she used to fry that chicken. Smelled like Marlboro Reds and all the butter from her biscuits. And that Lincoln in the driveway circa 1982 was on the shiny side of rusty and on the pale side of blue. Cousin and complaining weren't allowed in Mamaw's house. If every night stand had a Bible, every front porch had a swing. If every backyard had a garden, every front door had a screen. Maybe this crazy world straightened up and slow on down. If every town had a mamaw's house. She'd ask if I was hungry every 30 seconds. Say things like hellfire, tarnation and I reckon. It's where I spend my summer.
Thomas Rhett there. So the first free day you would usually pay to get into a national park, the free day is January 15th, Martin Luther King Day. That's a Monday coming up, this Monday. And then we've got one in April, June, August, September, November 11th is one. Now, the thing is, there are not really there might be some restrictions. In some parks, you have to have reservations because they get so busy. And then the other thing is, many parks get busy to the point that, there are terrible long lines to get in to the park and such. And maybe you have to turn away. But anyways, the first free day is this Monday. It's going to be a cold one probably, all right? Martin Luther King Day is this Monday.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Here's your 98 Q Country weatherology forecast. Slight chance for snow this afternoon, otherwise cloudy skies expected. Daytime highs approaching 28, winds out of the east around 5 miles per hour. Cloudy skies expected again tonight, snow likely, lows dip down to around 19. Slight chance for snow tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 29. Cloudy skies expected. Turning cooler Friday and Saturday with highs from the low teens to the low 20s. Snow possible both days. About an inch of snow tonight through tomorrow with another inch Friday through Friday night. I'm weatherology meteorologist Paul Trombley. And that's your forecast on 98 Q Country. Right now, it's 28 degrees.
Here we go. What's up, you guys? This is Darius Rucker.
Oh, great.
Q Country.
I was down with the boys catching up in a neon light. Didn't know till we walked in, it was karaoke night. She was in a circle of girls chasing.
Online at 98qcountry.com.
She was staring out the window of the SUV, complaining, saying, I can't wait to turn 18. She said, I'll make kissed her head and said, I was just like you. You're gonna miss this. You're gonna want this back. You're gonna wish these days hadn't gone by so fast. These are some good times. So take a good look around. You may not know it now, but you're gonna miss this. She knows it, she's a brand new bride in her one-bedroom apartment, and her daddy stops by. He tells her it's a nice place. She says, it'll do for now. Starts talking about babies and buying a house.
gonna want this back. You're gonna wish these days hadn't gone by.
Favorites and yesterday's classics. 98 Q Country.
I can see you by the bar, skinny margarita with a broken heart. So I slid over like a steel guitar. We started talking till I saw your boots bounce to the beat. You said, do you dance, wanna dance with me? Next thing I know, I started to think that we might be on to something. You're putting on a show, no need to take it slow. There's something here I know.
I can feel it. It's been warm lately, but the cold is coming. You'll be able to feel it, that's for sure. That's coming as the cold snap moves down through Canada in a few days. Ick. I just want that to be over. You know what I mean? So, coming up, we've got more great country. Joe Nichols is up next with Gimme That Girl.
Texting enrolls you into reoccurring automated text messages. Consent not required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
Hey, Dan, how you doing? Haven't seen you around the gym.
Yeah, I've really fallen off. Since I turned 40, I just don't get the results I used to get.
Could be lower testosterone. I went through it a while back. I got Nugenix Total T, and it's made a huge difference for me.
I've seen that on TV. Is it for real?
Oh, yeah. The patented key ingredient is something called Testofen, which helps boost free and total testosterone levels to help you trim up and stay lean.
And it's made a difference for you?
Man, I feel like I'm in my 20s again. At work, in the gym and in the bedroom.
Are they still giving out complimentary bottles for people to try it for themselves?
Yeah, you just need to send them a text.
Text HOT to 321-321 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T. Plus, text now and we'll include a bottle of Nugenix Thermo, our most powerful fat incinerator ever, to help you get back into shape fast, absolutely free. Text HOT to 321-321. That's HOT to 321-321.
Products and statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease or illness.
Birchland Realty.
Their vision is to be recognized as the area's leading realtors in terms of integrity, service, and results. They also are a proud supporter and sponsor of the Phillips Loggers Booster Club.
I would like to introduce to you all...
It's Nate Smith. You set my world on fire. Yes,
hi, this is Dylan Scott.
That's the kind you need to find. You just can't have mine.
The best. 98Q Country.
Give me that girl, that's
98 Q Country. Today's favorites and yesterday's classics. 98 Q Country.
In my t-shirt, in my ride, running circles in my mind. Couple billion in the world, baby, you're the only girl in my. You took the single out of my life. Now I can't wait to see you tonight. In my CJC, messing with my rear view. No, I don't feel like me, girl, if I ain't got you. In my t-shirt, in my ride, running circles in my mind. Couple billion in the world, baby, you're the only girl. In that picture, in my pocket, on my cell phone.
favorites and yesterday's classics.
When I got the news today, I didn't know what to say, so I just hung up the phone. I took a walk to clear my head, and this is where the walk-in led. Can't believe you're really gone. Don't feel like going home, so I'm gonna sit right here on the edge of this pier and watch the sunset disappear. Drink a beer. Funny how the good ones go too soon, but the good Lord knows the reasons why, I guess. Sometimes a greater plan is kind of hard to understand. Right now it don't make sense. I can't make it all make sense, so I'm gonna sit right here on the edge of this pier and watch the sunset disappear and drink a beer.
Never got the chance to touch the sea.